Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi once again from Chuck Chat Freestyle, going through the Dog Days of Podcasting for day 23. There is but a scant week left to the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I am still on my road to recovery. So before I get into the journey, I'm going to do another real-time update for August 23rd. The contractor was here. He started doing repairs on the bathroom ceiling, but he had to stop because there were several damp spots in the drywall and the trusses. He got a nice, clean, square, wall-to-wall cutout and said, hey, we still got some drywall that is wet and needs to be dried out before I can put the new texture on it. So we said, fine, you know, that's cool. At this point in my career, I'm feeling a little bit like an old cassette tape where the brown part that plays the audio is done and I'm on that clear leader part at the end, just waiting for it to end so I can put in the next cassette. I did get my bonus for the first half of the year yesterday, which was part of the reason for picking this crazy time of year to retire. It was originally going to be June 30th. Then Donna and I said, wait, when does that bonus come out for the first half? They've got to like finish all the quarterly stuff and the annual stuff and whatever. It ends up being on the last paycheck in August. So we said, stick around for that. And then we're done, right? I can go to DragonCon and celebrate. Well, if you work a few days in September, I think I may have mentioned this before, you get insurance coverage for the whole month. So there we have it. Also finished up my exit interview letter to my boss's boss that I will deliver to him in advance. Probably schedule that for when I'm on the plane or something on Wednesday. So he's got a couple of days to read it over. They've got a four-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then we'll talk on Wednesday the 4th when we all get back. So I want to give him a chance to read that. So thank you once again to my wonderful wife, Donna, for editing that. I banged it out mostly in the last 3 days. I'd gathered up ideas. I started with a ChatGPT template that gave me a framework to work with. And then I put in my personal details from there. So wonderful assistant, AI, but I wouldn't trust my career to it. Going back to the journey, the road to recovery, no, road to retirement. Not sure where that came from. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 26th, 27th, 28th, T-minus 42 days and counting, 42, 41, and 40. So I had a realization on Friday the 26th when we got back from Hawaii that, hey, I don't have to observe trading windows anymore after I retire. I can buy and sell and trade ServiceNow stock whenever I want. So there's this thing that was imposed, I think it was back in the early 2000s, when there was some insider trading being done. People who knew what the earnings were for a company or the losses or whatever the financial status was, and then they would go and trade their stock on the market and say, hey, they had insider information of how the stock was going to perform. If you were going to have a crappy quarter, you might do some short selling, the stock falls, and you make out like a bandit. Or if you had a really good quarter, you go and buy a whole bunch before the market does, the stock shoots up, you make some money, and you sell it. That was not right. It gave them an unfair advantage. Well, what happened was they imposed this on pretty much all the employees, regardless of whether you know the financial status or not. You know, I'm just a lowly grunt worker on the assembly line. I don't know if we're having a good day or not. I know if I'm making my own numbers, if the quota is being met or whatever it is, that doesn't necessarily mean that I know the full picture. Regardless, you're an employee and you are not allowed to give information to your family. Even if you did know, you can't say, hey, it might be a good time to go buy this stock that for the company I work for, because that would be insider information and that is illegal. So not that I had any insider information, but I was only allowed to trade the one full trading day after we announced our earnings. So we often announced our earnings after the closing bell of the stock market on Wednesday, like the last Wednesday in July, because our quarter ended in June. We did all the bookkeeping. We announced our earnings. And then you have to wait one full day, which would be Thursday. So Friday morning, we could start trading. If I remember right, that was like Friday morning, the 27th? Well, here I am looking at it right now. Friday the 26th. So I could start trading on Friday the 26th. Our ServiceNow trading window opened. And that remains open until I think it's the last Friday in August. So basically four and a half weeks, you get to trade openly on the market. And then it shuts down again. I said, mine's only going to be shut down for about a week. Then I get to trade whatever I want. So yes, I will not be claiming all of my unclaimed RSUs, my restricted stock units. But then again, I'll be able to trade whenever I want. I can buy low. I can sell high. If we take a dip and we've got capital, we'll take it. If it peaks out in the middle of a great month, I can do that too. So I feel like some of the handcuffs are coming off in a way. You know, I've talked about the golden handcuffs of having those stock units. Well, not anymore. We also got home on Friday from Hawaii. We took a red eye. I don't like red eyes, but we got home and stopped off at Donna's friend Kelly, who lives about a mile from us, picked up the laptop, and I started setting it up from scratch. Normally, I'll use Migration Assistant and copy all the files over from the old laptop to the new laptop, but I did this partly by choice because there's a lot of stuff like in the Chrome cache. I don't want that. Chrome remembers your passwords and whatnot in the cloud. So if you sign into your account, you can use it from any machine and you're pretty good there. The browser history, the URLs that you visited, the passwords you use, that was all pretty good. The other reason I didn't use Migration Assistant is because I couldn't. I just used this when going from the old Intel MacBook Pro to the M3 Pro MacBook Pro. That was a lot of letters. It worked back in late April, early May. But I don't know why it didn't work this time. So I couldn't use it, and I'd prefer not to use it in this case. I got as many apps as I needed. I installed, Evernote and Microsoft Office and migrated as much data as I could or as I wanted. Obviously, I don't take everything out of the old downloads directory because there's 2,000 files dating back who knows how long. It went, no, I don't need them. If I haven't touched them, I need like a auto clean script to clean out my downloads folder periodically, because after about a month, if I don't use it, get rid of it. If it's worth saving, I'll move it somewhere better. I also did a lot of configuration settings like VS Code extensions and that location where screenshots are saved. So when you do Command-Shift-3 and it takes a screenshot, it doesn't dump it on the desktop. Well, it does by default, but there's a secret little command that I have to run that said, no, stick it in the desktop/screenshots folder. And then I can go in there and grab things if I need to. A lot of times when people are showing a deck or running a webinar or something, I'll just go screenshot, and then come back and look through them later. The trick is, if you've got two or three external monitors, it's going to take a screenshot for all of them. So you'll have screenshot 2, screenshot 3. So it might be a lot of filtering out. Nope, don't need that Slack chat on screen number 3. Don't need that. There's the one I want. The goal for that weekend of the 26th, 27th, and 28th was to use that new personal laptop as my primary work machine by Monday the 29th and to work out any kinks over the next few days. Like, oh, forgot to set up a printer or those little things. For the most part, let's see how it goes. I think I got 95% of everything I need done in that weekend. On Sunday the 28th, I took out the master plan for my retirement just to see what's left as we move into the last few weeks and do some shuffling around. I try to do a weekly review every Sunday, usually Sunday morning. I look at what's coming up next week and what's on the backlog and what I completed and move around the blocks so that I can see my week in front of me. And about once a month, I go back to the master plan. Now that we're actually in the last month, I go back a little more frequently just because there are things that are happening really fast in this last couple of weeks. But as we looked at August and into the last part of July and into August, I wanted to make sure that I had what I needed set up for that. Also on Sunday the 28th, a couple of people in church said congratulations now that Donna and I were back from Hawaii. And I thought it was rather curious, rather funny, that there were exactly 40 days from Sunday the 28th to retirement. And when you think about the Bible, you know, 40 days and 40 nights of rain and 40 years in the desert. And I think 40 was just the way of saying a really freaking long time in the Bible. So 40 days is not that long. It is whittling down fast and faster than a lot of other things. All right, I'm going to come back tomorrow with another update. It will be tomorrow for day 24, but this concludes day 23. Thank you for listening. Find out more about the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And I think I'm going to get a COVID shot before we go to Dragon Con next week. So I may feel like garbage this weekend. We'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to have the new recipe in for the new variants, but I'll take anything I can get at this point just to protect a little bit better and mitigate the situation as we're going into a big crowd. And then the following week, we're going to San Diego. And then the following week, you know, it's just going to go on and on. So I may not have the latest and greatest, but I'll have good enough. At least I'll be boosted up. Until then, everybody take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.